An equatorial mount is a mount for telescopes and cameras that compensate for the Earth's rotation relative to the sky. It works by having one rotational axis parallel to the Earth's axis. The advantage of an equatorial mount lies in its ability to allow the instrument attached to it to stay fixed to any celestial object while driving only one axis at a constant speed. This mount works so well that it's used by astrophotographers because it corrects for field rotation, which is a huge benefit because field rotation will ruin any long exposure shot. But in my opinion, the most beautiful thing about the EQ mount is that it works, and the implications are massive. When trying to model the EQ mount working as it does in reality, it must be placed on the surface of a sphere. When modeled to comport with actual observations, including the observation that the EQ mount actually works, the only model that results in zero contradictions is the round Earth model. It also verifies the size of our spherical Earth. Because if you were at the North Celestial Pole, the axis of your mount would be pointing straight up, move to the equator. The axis will have to be turned by 90 degrees in order for the EQ mount to make those epic observations again. The distance between those two points, along with the difference in angle, allows us to get a value for the radius of the Earth. So not only does this mount have to be placed on a sphere, it has to be placed on a sphere the size of the Earth to comport with reality. And if you disagree with the math, try it on a basketball and see if it doesn't give you the correct answer for the size of the basketball.